This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, Mother Nature pulled a fast one on us this week, didn't she?
Yeah, but she could have pulled a faster one on us. You know,
I tell you we were very lucky.
Yes, we were.
And we'd like to send our thoughts to the individuals out in, well, not only Oklahoma, because they really felt the brunt of it, but Mount Olive, because now they're doing the rebuilding process, and then Staunton as well. Bill's IGA lost the roof a little bit, but they're back in business too. So want to send our thoughts there. And then this has been a crazy news week, though. The Vandalia, the bus incident in Vandalia. I've always said, 8 years doing news, this county, this area, we do not do anything small. We either go big or we go home.
Well, and weather-wise, I always dread this time of the year because tornadoes and stuff can spring up at any minute, any day of the week, and it's just a dangerous time of the year weather-wise.
We have a couple of good guests here. Oh, yes, Mickey.
2 years ago, yesterday, was Joplin's big thing.
That's right. That's right. Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce is here. We also have Ed and Jerry Sirocco and John Sicchetta. It's Italian-American Days. My fair and festival season starts this weekend in Benilde. We'll have our conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, our guest. This week, Ed and Jerry Sirocco and John Sicchetta from the Italian-American Days in Benilde, and also from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, Mickey Robinson is here as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Long time no see. I think it's been about a year.
It's always a year.
Yeah. Always a year. And Ed, let's start with you. It's hard to believe. Italian-American Days, fast approaching. It'll be here this weekend.
Yep, and this is our 60th year this year. And the one big thing that we'd like to invite everybody out to see is we took down the old Quonset Hut / bingo stand area this past year and put up a brand new building. So the old one was there for probably 50-plus years, and that one came down. So we're adding to the park to kind of make the things look nice out there and more usable by the people. So that's a good deal for us.
As a city representative of the city of Benilde, we thank you for the improvement to that. It's very nice.
Thank you.
And of course, the Benilde City Park, not only is it used for Italian-American Days, it's used all year round, right?
People use it for private picnics. They use graduation parties out there. You have the Coal Country Chamber has their
summer concert series
out there. The Croatian picnics out there, the fall festivals out there. So it's well used and stuff like that.
Let's talk a little bit about the 60th annual Italian American Days. It starts off this Friday. Let's go over some of the events. Jerry, if you want to start us off, go ahead.
It starts Friday evening at 4:00, and we have armbands for the kids again from 6:00 until 10:00 that evening for $20. We've got a brand new band in this year from Edwardsville, Illinois, the Robert Perry Band with the original Mojos and that. So it's a 9-piece band, and everything we hear about them is very good. So that'll be something different than we've had before. Saturday, we have Education Station has their annual walk-run race at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's at the Benilde Ball Field right adjacent to the city park, and that begins at 8. I think registration starts at 7 o'clock. And then from 4 until 10 o'clock Saturday evening, the kids can ride $1 a ride. So that's new this year. We've never had that before. So every ride is only $1. We have the Agent 99 band out of Staunton, Illinois, will be performing for us. And then Sunday is our big day of the weekend in that, which is the free spaghetti tradition from 11 o'clock until 1:30. We start. We have the Banya Cow the Combo from 11 until 2. Avery Hill is from 3 until 7. And then our big band of the evening is Mr. Smash from St. Louis, the Smash Band. And they're here from 7:30 until 11:30. And again, we have armbands that day from 12 to 4. Mm-hmm. So all weekend long. And then Monday, we start again at noon. And we go until 5 o'clock. Armbands again from 1 to 5. So armbands for parents and kids, you can't do it any better. $20 on Friday night. Dollar rides on Saturday from 4 to 10. Armbands from 12 to 4 on Sunday afternoon for $20. And armbands again from 1 to 5 for $20.
It amazes me. You mentioned the free spaghetti. How many people come out for that free spaghetti dinner? It is unbelievable how packed that park gets.
Well, like any other festival, everything is weather dependent. But anywhere, we average anywhere from 2,500 to 3,500 people that we feed during that 2.5 hours, whatever it is, and that. So we have a good time. We started making the spaghetti sauce last Sunday. That's all done, ready to go. Salami's ready to go. Homemade meatballs are all done. So all we're waiting for is good weather.
One thing we need to keep in mind, next to the stand where the Banya Calda and the Italian food is basically served and you can purchase, there's items that you can purchase. The official Italian American Day shirt. I bought my brother one. I can't say this on the radio because it's too good, and I love my job. But you had a chef's apron that was just absolutely hysterical. I'm hoping they come back this year.
We do have them back again this year.
That's good. See, Uncle Ralph, I value my job. I'm not even going to say what the apron said.
Thought come through my mind as we were sitting here, and you was talking about all the things that's going to go on this weekend. And you mentioned the free spaghetti, and we've heard terms of a ton of spaghetti and stuff. And I would have to ask you, this would probably take care of Tobin. What about the rest of the people?
Wow. Really?
Well, Tobin always likes to come out and drink with us, too.
Yeah,
so he has
well,
a good time
soda.
Drinking. So.
Yeah. Drink soda, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been trying for years to get me into the pits to help serve the spaghetti. And one of these years, I'm going to shock the system, and I'm going to say, where do you want me?
Trouble is, he may make it in the pit, but may not make it out of the pit if he comes in there.
Well, I've heard stories about the pit, too.
It's a great time, a great weekend, and I've heard many compliments on you gentlemen's Italian American days, and especially the spaghetti, how good it is. So you're doing a good job. Keep up the good work.
Let's talk a little bit. The Italian American Club of Bunnell. You guys do a lot for the community of Bunnell, and talk with us a little bit about your group and what all you guys do.
Well, we got one of our newest members here, John Sicchetta, and he's our painter. He's become along with John Belzerine. They're our painters.
John does a lot of
painting in town.
Yeah, it's fun going around and just helping Johnny Balzerine paint the lunch stand and the fish stand and any place else around the town.
They painted the fire hydrants, all the fire hydrants. Yeah. I mean, they take care of everything. And John's been helping me this year. We took over the flags for the Main Street from the Lions Club when it disbanded.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Italian Club bought 25 new flags for them back in February. We figured out that there were 19 poles that still didn't have holders on them, so John and I have been putting new holders up. So this year we should have flags on every pole down Main Street for the celebration. We do a lot of other things. I mean, we do a lot of things for the school, and that's a big thing. That's why we always ask for people to volunteer to help and people to come out and spend some money, because we try to spend everything back. So like I said, this year our big expense, of course, was the building, which we had to take a loan out on. But we also donate to the school events like the GHS yearbook. We donate to the elementary adopt-a-class. We donate to the GHS chorus kids who come out and work the event for us, and we give them a donation. And then we donate to the Partnership for Excellence for the District 7. We also have something this year, too. TJ's donated to us water bottles, canned koozies, and Illinois State Lotteries, and some hats. And they're going to be handing those out at different places. So they'll say Illinois State Lotteries, but TJ's got those, and they donated those to us for that. We also host the Halloween parade along with the fire department. We hosted the Easter egg hunt this year. We do the Christmas lights on Main Street. Last year we did landscaping in the Bunnell Cemetery. We do the flower pots on Main Street in the spring and the fall. We painted, repaired all the tables in the park. As John said, John and Johnny Belzerine are two painters. I mean, they've got everything looking sharp down there. They painted the tables. They painted the buildings. They painted the fire hydrants. They painted, you name it, they painted it and stuff like that. We also supported or sponsored the Bloodmobile in Bunnell this year. We donated to the Joey Foundation. We donated to the Bunnell Unit Fire District 7 Fire Department. We had an anonymous donation this year, and we bought the five flags for the different branches of service to put in the Civic Center. So we've got all five branches are represented with flags in the Civic Center. And then in the past, we've donated to the Bunnell Library,
to the
Bunnell
Cemetery. Do you run the Civic
Center too? No, we don't.
Okay.
We just bought those. We got an anonymous donation, and we bought the, and that was one of the requests. And so we went and bought the five flags, and they're all in front of the Civic Center. So all the with all the different branches are now represented in there.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Tobe, as a representative of the city of Bunnell, I've been on the board since 1991. And when I first got here, all I could hear was Italian American Club. I have no idea, because I was a city boy. And in 25 years on the board, I just listened to all that list, and I'm still learning. There's two other events that I just realized they're doing that I was not aware of. They have done so much for Bunnell. That's really the main crutch of the city of Bunnell. That's the only way we have survived over the years in things they have done, taken over the responsibility. I just personally want to say thank you again as me and the representative on the city council.
Well, we appreciate it, Mickey. And like I said, we are kind of a kid-friendly group. We try to spend everything we make every year back on things in town. Sports League, if they need something, we help donate to them. Like I said, the armbands, you cannot, in this economy, you cannot beat that. So for kids and parents who are kind of tight budget, you come in at $20, that's a cheap night for 4 hours. In fact, if you're out there, a lot of times you'll notice that about 3 hours in, the kids will start getting tired and the parents are kind of wanting to keep riding, and the kids are like, you know, I'm done with this thing because I've ridden so many rides. But that's a good deal for the kids.
The zipper can only entertain you for so long. And let's talk a little bit about rides, because in my mind, Italian American Days and Staunton, the Firemen's Club, they've kind of picked up, followed your lead, if you will. You guys have outstanding rides out there, and I'm assuming they're either A, set up, or B, in the process of being set up as we talk.
Yeah, they arrived at the park this past Sunday, and they've basically got everything set up and ready to go on that. So all we're doing is waiting for Friday night to kick off the weekend.
And it's Swire Amusement, which is the same one Staunton has, and they actually got them because we've gotten them for the past, I don't know how many years.
I think
and they do a really
Black
good job.
Days and Staunton all have the same outlet now,
yes,
don't
correct.
We?
Yes, correct. So. A key word, John, you mentioned a key word a while ago when we were talking about painting and stuff, and that word was fun. And that's a key to any organization putting together Bunnell, Italian American Days, or whatever. The people involved in it have fun. And that makes it a lot easier when you attack something and you have fun while you're doing it.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And I just retired from Clemson University this past January. And Eddie and Jerry made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And asked for $1, I could join an Italian American Club. And being a farmer resident, and you know, who knows if I'll move back to Bunnell today, tomorrow, whenever. But and a Croatian, it's a great organization, a lot of fun. It's a lot of, you know, great memories for somebody who grew up in Bunnell and, you know, comes back every year two or three times. And most importantly, you know, Monday is Memorial Day, so let's not forget our veterans and all those who gave their lives for this country.
And that's one neat thing. There have been times when I broadcast on a Friday. Jerry, you've always led a moment of silence before the opening, before the park even opens at 4 o'clock, to honor all the individuals that you guys have lost over the years and everything like that. And that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, we usually do that again before we serve the spaghetti on Sunday morning to remember our deceased members. And that, you know, that's, you know, Ed and I are the older ones of the organization now. Now, you know, he and I have both been doing this probably almost 40 years and that. So we appreciate all the volunteers, and we can't say enough about the volunteers that outside our organization to come to help in that. Because if we didn't have the volunteers, we would not be able to put this on.
How many volunteers puts this on?
Well, there's 40 members in the club. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from that point on, it's just asking people and hopefully – and there's a lot of people that just step right in and just volunteer their help in that. We don't even ask them. They're willing to come up and help us out.
And what a great feeling this is to be when you're involved in an organization to know I can pick up the phone and call Joe and he'll be here to help. And that's great. That's a great feeling to know that you have people in your community that will come forward and help.
Well, it's just like John said, you know, volunteers and stuff, and he comes back from South Carolina to help, whatever. You know, small towns are based on volunteers. And if you don't have volunteers, I don't care what town it is, you start seeing things just disappear. The Summer Sports League disappears, or the Lions Club disappears, or the Rotary disappears, or any number of organizations. And people always expect it to be there, but they have to realize that, you know, the clubs themselves, they do a lot of things and put a lot of hours in. Like I said, our organization does a lot of things with, like I say, putting all these things together. All we ask, like on Memorial Day weekend, is, you know, if you've got a few minutes or an hour or so or a couple hours to come in and work, you know, it really helps us out a lot. And like I say, and we've got Banya Calda out there. We've got bingo out there all every night and stuff like that. So there's things for everybody in every age and whatever.
You've been a part of this for what, 40 years, right?
Almost 40 years. We Ed and I have been doing this.
Are you surprised how big Italian American Days has grown over that time? I mean, because it's grown. I've been doing news for 8 years and doing remotes from fairs and festivals. Oh, probably around the same time period, but. Italian American Days has grown quite a bit in that time.
Well, you know, at one time, Bunnell just had the celebration that kicked off the summer and also ended the summer at Labor Day and that. And so we used to have two celebrations a year, and usually the one at Labor Day used to be the so-called homecoming, mm-hmm. and that used to bring a lot of farmer residents back to Bunnell and that. Well, now, since that no longer exists, I mean, the Croatian Lodge has kind of moved into that position, but... Our four-day celebration is basically the homecoming, and we have a class of 1963 reunion that's going to be there. They're going to have a tent at the city park. And one thing I failed to mention also is we got bocce ball on Sunday afternoon. Registration.
That's like your
noon.
Signature event.
Exactly. How I forgot that, I don't know. But we start registration at noon in the beer tent, and we start at 1 o'clock. And usually we have anywhere from 60 to 80 teams. That's mm-hmm. both men and women in that.
That's got to make you feel good that your Italian-American Days has – I've always said each fair has, like, its own niche that they can fall back on. You guys have two, free spaghetti and bocce ball. And that's got to make you feel good because you look around, Black Diamond Days has the large parade. Mount Olive's got the pulley tournament, which I still haven't figured out how to play that game. But you've got not one but two niches to fall back on, and that's incredible.
Yeah, it's like you said. Everybody said it's fun, and still even as Ed and I age, I mean, it is still a good time to go out there and do this. It's a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you don't wave a magic wand and everything appears, and you wave it again and everything goes away. I mean, we've been there probably for the last week. And we'll be there through probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week and that. So we start on Sunday the previous week and go. So we're there like 10 days straight just working on this thing.
A lot of hours.
And
a lot
as
of
far hours. As putting the entire program together, as soon as it's over this year, speaking of bands and stuff like that, you have to start looking for next year.
That is correct. We have to always start planning from 1 year to the next.
Yeah, we have to do the contract with the carnival and stuff like that and figure out what we want to do with them, then trying to pick out bands, and everybody's got suggestions, and we have people call in. And like I said, a lot of it is we have people that call for donations, and we try to help out a little bit to everybody that we can and give out. And I said, a lot of it based, again, on volunteers. In fact, just like John coming down from Clemson and stuff like that, my two sons come down, and my wife always has to worry a little bit when they're in town. They'll be in town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they'll be out with Fly and Brad. And if you know those two, that's Uh-oh. Quite a pair because those are Toby's running mates.
Uh-oh. Let's talk about – you mentioned the bands. That's got to be a difficult task because you don't want to turn your back on the younger crowd that would probably bring the people in and sell a lot of beer and beverages. But you don't want to turn your back on the older members as well. So it's got to be a happy medium, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, one of the things that people don't realize, I guess a lot of these band musicians and that, I mean, I get phone calls from Las Vegas. I get phone calls from Pennsylvania. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of people that call. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just a little old small town. I mean, our budget can't handle huge bands, but right. It's unbelievable the amount of people that call wanting to come and play at our festival. And this is our only money raiser that we have for the year, Nat. So we've got to hopefully have good weather.
And that money goes through a lot. And is like what Ed just mentioned, it goes through a lot, whether it's paint for downtown, scholarships, so on and so forth. It carries you guys through the entire year. And it's hard to believe Italian American Day is this weekend, Friday through Monday, the 24th through the 27th, free spaghetti and bocce ball on Sunday, and it's always a good time. And Bunnell's definitely going to be the place to be coming up this weekend.
And we got enough buildings now, too, that if it does start to rain a little bit, you can get under somewhere and not have a problem. But hopefully,
we got the rain out of your system.
Well, we hope so. We're going to count on you for that then.
I just talked to Smash the other night, and I don't know if the people are familiar with it, but 3 years ago we had it looked like hurricane winds or tornado winds come in, and he told me that is one of the top two things that he's ever played to. He said the only thing that's topped that Bunnell night was the Rams when they won the Super Bowl and that. But he said that's the top two, one of the top two events he's ever performed at.
And the reason it was so exciting is because he had a keyboard that blew up. And an amplifier that blew up out in the park.
Wow. Yeah.
And to our listening audience, if you've never had the opportunity to hear the Smash Band, go and listen to these guys. They're great.
They're good.
They are very good musicians, very good entertainers.
John, Ed, and Jerry, it's always a pleasure, my friends. Thank you so much. We'll definitely see you out this weekend at some point for Italian American Days. And Mickey, let's close shop with you. Summer concert series, I know, is right around the corner. You okay there?
It follows the Black
the Italian American Days.
Italian American Days weekend, because Black Diamond Days is delayed for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I have to say is that it's every Tuesday in June and every Tuesday in July, and we have a different band, and we're going to lead off with the Scrap Iron and Gold from the local band here on Tuesday, June 4th. So we're going to open up big, and every Tuesday night we have a different band coming, and we're going to close with Steve Davis, Memory of Elvis, and with our biggest crowd. But every Tuesday night in June and July, and you can go to www.coldcountrychamber.com to get the schedule. It's posted there.
And of course, you will be back next week to fully discuss the summer concert series and that. So be on the lookout for that. Uncle Ralph, as we come to a close, we've got a big list of guests coming up. He's in not only next week, but we've got the Black Diamond Days crew coming in the week after that.
And he'll be back again.
And then, I guess. How'd you work that out? Man, I need to hire a different booker. No, I'm kidding. And then let's see, we've got Senator and Mayor Deanna DiMuccio coming in on the 19th. So we've got a good group of guests coming up on the Wednesday talk show. So be on the lookout for that.
And we wish these gentlemen good luck this weekend with Bunnell Italian American Days. And hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate and give you guys some sunshine.
Tentatively planned, we will be out there Friday evening broadcasting from the Italian American Days, so be on the lookout for that. And then my fiance said something about going out there for some spaghetti and bocce ball on Sunday, so I'm sure
don't forget drinks, Tobin.
Soda, yes, plenty of soda will be on the docket, yes. And that's gonna do it for the Wednesday talk show. I guess once again, Ed and Jerry Sirocco and John Cicchetta from the Italian American Days and Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. If I survive this weekend, we'll see you next week. So long.